Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan nirrajim. I seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Today is April 16th, 2021. You are tuned in for the online Jummah from the Nur Allah Islamic Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. We will begin the Kutbah in a half hour at 2 p.m. At this time here, we will follow our tradition of playing chapter 18. It is according to the practice of Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, that we read chapter 18 on Fridays. So we will play that now and come back around 5 minutes till the hour and have the first affair. Inshallah. Again, assalamu alaikum, Jumma Mubarak.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward,
ماكثين فيه أبدا,
wherein they will abide forever,
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا,
and to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son,
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم, كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِم بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذلك من آيات الله. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guided, He indeed is led aright, and he whom He sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لَوِ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking, though they were asleep. And we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number, none knoweth them save a few, so contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape then.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward.
Assalamu alaikum. Brother Khalil.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How you doing, sir?
Fine, alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we got two mubaraks. Is there a word called mubarak pain? Mubarak pain? I don't know if that's a word or not. But we got Juma Mubarak. And we got Ramadan Mubarak.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. All praise due to Allah.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. And also, I'm going to bring
Ramadan Mubarak.
Yes, sir. Brother Tabdin, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Ramadan Mubarak. Juma Mubarak, trying to get to an Eid Mubarak. Inshallah. Okay. Brother Khalil, make the first call, and then we'll pay the Quran for a few more minutes. And then Brother Tadeen, he'll make the second call. As soon as you get done with the second call, then you'll be on.
Okay.
So I'm leaving your phone off mute, Brother Tadeen. Go ahead, Brother Khalil, please.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أسألك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا
فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا
قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا
He said, Did I not tell thee that thou couldst not bear with me?
قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا
Moses said, If I ask thee after this concerning aught, keep not company with me. Thou hast received an excuse from me.
فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا
So they twain journeyed on till when they came unto the folk of a certain township. They asked its folk for food, but they refused to make them guests. And they found therein a wall upon the point of falling into ruin, and he repaired it. Moses said, If thou hadst wished, thou couldst have taken payment for it.
سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا
He said, This is the parting between thee and me. I will announce unto thee the interpretation of that thou couldst not bear with patience.
أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا
As for the ship, it belonged to poor people working on the river, and I wished to mar it, for there was a king behind them who was taking every ship by force.
وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا
And as for the lad, his parents were believers, and we feared lest he should oppress them by rebellion and disbelief.
فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما
And we intended that their Lord should change him for them for one better in purity and nearer to mercy.
وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تسطع عليه صبرا
And as for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and there was beneath it a treasure belonging to them. And their father had been righteous, and thy Lord intended that they should come to their full strength and should bring forth their treasure as a mercy from their Lord. And I did it not upon my own command.
Assalamu alaikum. Is it clear?
Yes, sir. Alaikum assalam. Yes, sir.
And as soon as you're done, Tavdi, you'll be on.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا
الله With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we seek refuge with Allah from Shaitan, from Satan, the rejected enemy. And we openly bear witness that there is nothing, no thing, no object, no person worthy of worship except the one and only Almighty God, Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad of Arabia is his last messenger and the seal of the prophets. There will be no more prophet. He's the completion. The job is done. The prayers and peace be on the prophet, his family, his companions, and the righteous. Amen. I greet you with the greetings of peace, the peace that only Allah can grant, of Assalamu Alaikum. And now I add another greeting with that, due to this very, very special time we are in, the month of Ramadan, the greetings of Ramadan Mubarak, blessed Ramadan. This month is our holy month of fasting. Allah says in his Quran, O you who believe, fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to those before you, that you may learn taqwa, God consciousness. And some translators, they use the word self-restraint, which is needed during Ramadan. But self-restraint is nothing without God consciousness and having the right understanding of who Almighty God Allah is. Ramadan, the month, is not new. The month of Ramadan was known by the Arabs before Muhammad became prophet, peace be upon him. You know, I was talking to my son this morning about how the disbelievers knew the month of Ramadan existed. It's the ninth month of the calendar. It's the ninth month of the year. So they were well aware of Ramadan. But what made the month of Ramadan stand out? What made it special? What made it special was Allah telling the prophet, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Ramadan is the month in which was sent down the Quran as a guide to mankind and clear signs for guidance and judgment between right and wrong. So every one of you who is present at his home during that month, spend it in fasting. But if anyone is ill or on a journey, the prescribed period should be made up by days later. Allah intends every facility. He intends every facility for you. He does not want to put you to difficulties. He wants you to complete the prescribed period and to glorify him, and that he has guided you, and perchance you may be grateful. So here Allah is telling the prophet during this month that was already known that I want you to fast during this month because this is the month I sent guidance. This is the time that I sent the guidance between right and wrong. And this is going to wipe out all of the questions and the wrongdoing and the mistreating of the women and the burying of the infant girls and not taking care of your neighbors and the poor. This is going to wipe all of that out starting now. The criteria between right or wrong. But he also said, and here's the mercy. So whoever is present at his home during that month should spend it fasting. But if you're ill or on a journey, make it up later. Make the period up later because I want this to be easy for you. I don't want it to be difficult for you because I want you to glorify me. And Allah has that right because he is our creator. This is a test. Ramadan brings with it many blessings, but it can also bring hardships. And some people might say, well, especially those who aren't Muslim, but they understand what we do during this time, they might say, oh, well, yeah, it brings hardships. Y'all can't eat during the day. You can't drink any water. You can't chew any gum. You can't watch your TV shows. You can't laugh and joke and act silly like you normally do. No, this is a time for serious study. And because of that time of study, it can be hard for some of us. But Ramadan brings with it also blessings and ease. It's the ninth month, like I said, of the Muslim calendar, which follows the waxing and the waning of the moon, meaning, you know, as we look up in the sky, we can see, you know, once we get a couple of days that go by, you can see that little slither, as Imam Sahir earlier was explaining, that little slither of your fingernail that brings in the new month. And as that moon waxes, it grows, it gets bigger, and then before you know it, you got a full moon. And when you have a full moon, you're like, oh man, we're halfway through this. So the months follow the moon as she travels in the sky. A fasting does not begin until the moon is sighted in your locale, the place where you live. That can be a test. Because we have gotten so used to everything being computed for us, meaning, you know, Allah gave man the intelligence to create these machines called computers, and by using mathematics, we can determine, well, on this day, that's when it's going to begin. On that day, that's when it's going to begin. And some of us get so used to technology, we become lazy. And we depend on computers to tell us when to do this, when to do that, instead of looking up in the sky and determining by the length of the shadow, oh, Maghrib's in, or, oh, Asr's in. So that same thing happens when we're looking for Ramadan. Begin a fast when the moon is sighted where you live. Why would I depend on someone else to tell me when to start something when I have my own eyes, my own intelligence that Allah gave me, and from what we have, the knowledge, the information, the hadith, it all tells us right there what to do. So the month begins when the moon is sighted in your life, your locales, where you live at. And this word Ramadan, what does it mean? Well, if we look it up in, and I love my dictionary of Quran, and as I look up the definition, it states that Ramadan is defined as to be burning, heat, being blasted by the sun, sharpened between stones, to roast, pasture on a burning ground. It sounds pretty rough. And from what I've heard imams say, that Ramadan, the sand is so hot during that time, the desert, it required them to wrap the feet of the camel so their feet wouldn't burn up. But that's Ramadan, the burning, okay? And that burning of Ramadan brings about a test. Where you get that from? Inshallah, I'll tell you real soon. So that definition can be found on page 222 in the Dictionary of the Quran. And the root word for Ramadan is Ramidha. Ramidha. Now, given this definition, it takes me to my topic, which is given to us in the Quran. Let me turn to Surah 2, Ayat 155, where Allah says, "Be sure we shall test you with something of fear and hunger, some loss in goods or lives, or the fruit of your toil. But give glad tidings to those who patiently persevere." Now, Allah is telling us, I'm going to test you. And one of the tests that Allah extends to us is a fast of Ramadan. Ramadan is one of those tests. And it's a test to see if we are going to be obedient. It's a test to see if we're going to get up in the morning about an hour before Fajr and take the suhoor meal. It's a test to see if we will not eat or drink angry during the day when we're fasting. It's a test to see if we're going to block out anything by way of television or radio that has nothing to do with Allah and His creation. You know, it was during Ramadan, and I got this from Imam Sadiq when I first came into communion and was trying to fast, and I'm like, okay, you mean to tell me I can't watch no TV? I can't watch nothing. I can't listen to the radio. I can't, you know. And he said, well, you can watch the news because we need to stay current on what's going around us. And you can watch shows dealing with nature, educational programs. Those are permissible. And, you know, I'm a lover of music. I love music. I used to DJ. I got records and turntables and CDs. I love music. So now you're telling me I can't listen to music? I remember one day during Ramadan, I came to Imam Sadiq's. At this time, we were still having the Juma at Imam Sadiq's. And Brother Kenny, he was there already. And he invited me to come sit in the car with him to wait for Juma to start. And when I got in the car, I heard music playing. That confused me because I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, we're not supposed to be listening to music. Brother, he's a good brother, but he's listening to music. So I asked him about it, and he said, well, I'm not listening to music with any words. And he wasn't. He was listening to Bach. It was either Bach or Beethoven or Chopin or one of them. There were no words in the music to influence your thinking. And so I was like, oh, okay. Now, at that time, I didn't realize that that was a mercy, but that's what it was. It was a mercy because music can be soothing. Because we know some of that music out here today, it don't soothe with the words and the things that these people are talking about. And it doesn't matter if they're young or old. It can get you all riled up to go out here and do some crazy stuff. So, you know, that was a mercy to me when Brother Kenny explains to me that you can listen to music, just don't listen to music with any words in it. And don't listen to music where they have taken a song and made it an instrumental, because in your mind, even though you're not hearing the words in the song as it's being played, your mind knows those words. So it's going to play back those lyrics as the song is playing. So you might as well be playing the regular version. So, okay, I get it. I understand. So it was a test if we will break fast on time when Maghrib comes in. Or are we going to try to be super Muslim and fast 5 or 10 more minutes past Maghrib? I can do another 30 minutes. You're being disobedient. You are failing the test, because Allah says when the sun sets, we can eat. Accept that mercy. Accept that blessing. Ramadan is a test to see if we're going to be obedient and take the mercy that Allah grants to us. Even when we're traveling, Allah says, don't fast. I remember one time I tried to do that. We were going somewhere, and I think we were going, if I remember correctly, during Ramadan, and we were going to hear the Imam speak, Imam Muhammad speak. And since we were traveling, there were some brothers that were eating, and I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, why are they eating? I thought we were supposed to be fasting. No, brother, you know, when we're traveling, you're excused from fasting, because traveling can be hard on you. You're sitting in a car in one position for at least 2 hours, sometimes 4. Don't you understand how hard that can be on your body? That's a hardship. That's a test. Are you going to take the mercy and not fast? If you're ill, the test is, are you going to be mighty Muslim and fast anyway? When your body needs that medicine to help itself heal so that you're not miserable, because I speak from experience. You know, when I'm in pain, and I mean real pain, all I'm thinking about is that pain and how it hurts and how I'm just fidgeting, I'm turning, and I'm moving, and I'm and then you don't try to fast on top of that? Allah knows us. He made us. He created us. Don't fast. Take the mercy. Pass the test. Take your medicine and make the day up later. Or feed a person who is poor. Ramadan is a test. It is a personal test. It's a test between you and Allah. How's that? Because no one can get in your fast but you. No one knows what you're doing or not doing during Ramadan unless you tell them. So it's personal. You and Allah know what's going on. The fast is done for Allah. And Allah tells us that fasting is for Him. There are blessings that come with the fast. Yes, there are hardships, but there are blessings. And although it's a test and can be a burden, Allah tells us in the Quran, He says, make sure I get my right ayah. Let's see. He says, because like I said, this can be a burden. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah says, on no soul does Allah place a burden greater than it can bear. It gets every good that it earns, and it suffers every ill that it earns. Allah does not place on a soul a burden greater than it can bear. Now, can you imagine having to fast irregardless of yourself being sick and needing medicine? Having to fast and you have to travel, for us here in Indianapolis, from Indianapolis to Jacksonville, Florida, and a ride in a car, but you still have to fast? No, that's too much of a burden. But Allah goes on to say, it gets every good that it earns and it suffers every ill that it earns. So if you take the mercy, you're going to get some good. If you don't take the mercy, you're going to suffer some ill. You might make yourself sicker by not taking that medicine during Ramadan. So that's you putting the burden on yourself, not Allah. And then, as the ayah goes on, Allah says to us, pray. Our Lord, condemn us not if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden like that which you did lay on those before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden greater than we have the strength to bear. Blot out our sins. Grant us forgiveness. Have mercy on us. You are our protector. Help us against those who would stand against faith. So here Allah is giving us a prayer. He's giving us a dua to ask for mercy, to ask for a burden not to be placed on us greater than we can bear. Now, Allah already has said, no soul does Allah place a burden greater than it can bear. But we can do that to ourselves. So, yes, it's a hardship, but there's also ease that comes with it. And Allah tells us further in His Quran, in Surah 94, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, have we not expanded you, your breast, and removed from you your burden, the which did gall your back, weigh down heavily? That's what gall means. This weighed down heavily on your back, and raised high the esteem in which you are held. So now I'm gonna stop right there for a second, because now this is Talib Deen talking. To me, Allah is saying, like, okay, I've expanded your breast, I've opened up your heart, I have made you open, even to people who despise you, all because you say there's only one God. And then Allah says, and remove from you your burdens, the things that was burdening you, the worry about your people, maybe the worry about how you're going to, you know, provide for your family and caring about your friends, your dear friend. Who knows what Abu Bakr and them were going through during this time that weighed heavily on the Prophet? And then Allah says, I raised high the esteem in which you were held. So you were already Elamin. Everybody already knew that you were trustworthy. Everyone already knew that if you're going to leave on a caravan, oh, yeah, you can leave your 2 or 3 bags of silver with Muhammad. He ain't, when you get back, it'll be there. He was trustworthy. He was loved. So he already had a great reputation. But then Allah says, he raised high the esteem in which you were held. Well, how did he do that? He made him his prophet, his messenger, his rasul, by giving him the Quran to give to mankind. And then Allah says, so verily with every difficulty there is relief. Verily with every difficulty there is relief. So when you are free from your immediate task, still work hard. It's not time to, you know, chill and take a break and, you know, well, I done this for a month, so I'm going to take 2 months off. No, still work hard, and to your Lord, turn all your attention. Well, let's go back to Ayahs 5 and 6. Allah says, so verily with every difficulty there is relief. Verily with every difficulty there is relief. You know how we say in the hood, so nice, you had to say it twice. Allah was putting emphasis on the fact that there's going to be some hardship. There's going to be some difficulty. There's going to be some tests. But within the test, within the hardship, is ease. The trick for us is, can you see it? And do you recognize it? They come together like twins. It's like hot and cold. Can't have one without the other. Day and night. Doesn't work. You get sun and the moon. Salt and pepper. They come together. So verily, for every hardship or difficulty, there is relief or ease. You may not see it immediately, but it's there. It comes with the difficulty. And remember the difficulty that we had in learning to ride a bike. I remember all them times I fell trying to get my balance on riding the bike. And then that one more try, it's like, I got it. That's the ease. The difficulty was scarring up my knees and my elbows. Remember that surah that you were trying to learn in Arabic or English, struggling often until wow, I got it. Leaving words out, forgetting a whole ayat.
Yeah,
that's the struggle. Remember the first time you tried to fast during Ramadan and how hard that was? Remember even now how some of us still struggle when Ramadan begins and it takes us a couple of days to get acclimated to cutting out all the junk, purifying our bodies? You see, Ramadan is physically, mentally, and spiritually, it cleanses you. Physically, mentally, and spiritually, it tests you. Physically, mentally, and spiritually, there is ease and blessing. Inshallah, I'll get to that later. So, that first time that you tried to fast, I only speak for myself. We were talking earlier. My first fast of Ramadan was in July. Hotter than July, as Stevie Wonder has that album, with sweat rolling off of his face. And my throat was itchy, sore. It was miserable. As the days went on, those symptoms went away. And the fasting became easier. And I wasn't looking at my watch every hour and while I was at work. What time is it? What time is it? Oh, man, I got four more hours before sunset. I got 3 hours and 45 minutes before sunset. I got 3 hours and 30 minutes. I mean, literally, that's what I was doing my first fast. It was a struggle. It was a test, but the ease came. The ease came with that difficulty. This morning, I had difficulty. There's a few of the believers know I had a total knee replacement, and this thing is no joke. And this morning, for some reason, my knee was screaming at me, and I did not feel like reading. I did not feel like calling in. And on top of that, I had a symptom of COVID to where I was getting dizzy and felt lightheaded. I was like, okay, you got to get yourself together, you know, you got to get yourself together. Because, you know, I'm enjoying this reading with the believers. You know, it's like we can't be together physically. This is the next best thing to being there, as AT&T used to say, or Indiana Bell, whoever, with their commercials. But the next best thing to being there is us being able to be on the phone and read Quran together and have discussion afterwards. But when I sat down, I felt like, I don't know if I can do this. And then as believers started coming online and Brother Mustafa was getting the line up for the reading and the sisters began to read, there were two, you know, Sister Carol, and forgive me, I can't remember the other sister's name right now, but they started reading their sections, and then all of a sudden, I felt great. The mercy of the Quran. My knee, the medicine finally kicked in. So my knee wasn't screaming at me. So that's the ease that comes with the difficulty. Allah has said to us, Did you think that I was just going to leave you alone on you saying, I believe? We'll see. Now, I'm paraphrasing. You know, I'm not saying a lot of things like that or even speaks like that. But it is stated that, do you think I'm just going to leave you on the fact that you said you believe? You're going to be tested. You're going to be tested. So Ramadan is a test and a blessing. The ease that comes with the hardship of Ramadan, it can be realized at the end of the fast. I made it. I completed the fast. I was successful. And I achieved the forgiveness. I passed the test. And the prophet, peace be upon him, he said, and for me, this is the biggest one. Whomever observes fast during the month of Ramadan out of sincere faith and hoping to attain Allah's rewards, then all his past sins will be forgiven. Ooh, and the first time I read that, because, you know, if we're going to be real with ourselves, because some of us can't be real. Some of us, we come into, you know, a new way of thinking or a new life, or we come into the religion and we act like the things that we did, you know, 10, 15, some of us 20 years ago didn't happen. No, that happened. And it's still there. But here's the mercy of Allah, the mercy of Allah. And the prophet saying, whoever observes the fast during the month of Ramadan out of sincere faith and hoping to attain Allah's rewards, then all his past sins will be forgiven. That includes the past sins of the last year from one Ramadan to the next. That includes the past sins that may have been committed from Zuhr to Asr, from Asr to Maghrib, from Maghrib to Isha, from Isha to Wither, from Wither to Fajr. So if we're going to be real, that hadith is a blessing 100 times over and over. So dear believers and guests, that ends the first part of the Kubah. We'll take a little break and then come back and complete with the second part. I will end with the dua. O Allah, we cannot manage this life for ourselves, not without you. Please make our lives what you want them to be, what you prefer them to be. Do not allow us to act on our own. Help us to act only in obedience to you. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. 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 Now, I remember the first time that I heard Imam Zahir recite or state Alhamdulillah three times in the Kubah at the break and coming back to do the second part. And, you know, I had not noticed him doing that before. I'm wondering, I'm like, why is he saying it three times? I'm like, well, maybe, you know, he's feeling real good. And then, you know, again, this is Talib Deen. I have nothing to support this. But, you know, I thought, well, all praise is due to Allah physically. All praise is due to Allah mentally. All praise is due to Allah spiritually. Now, I don't know if that was his logic, but it works for me. And I'm glad he did it, because that opened me up to thinking more broadly. Allah says, be sure we will test you. That test can come physically, mentally, or spiritually. If you're fasting or not, Fasting due to illness or travel, that's the physical. If you obey Allah and fast or not fast, you have went through the mental of thinking what you should do, the mental. And if you fast or not due to illness, when we obey Allah, when we take the mercy given to us by Allah, you feel it spiritually. Sometimes, sometimes we have to take a test and then we fail it. We flunk it. So we have to go back and study if we care. Because some of us, and I'm just coming from the school situation, being in school education, and you gotta pass this class, so you gotta pass this test. And if the teacher or the professor is nice enough, they'll let you do a makeup test, which means you have to go back and study, which means that you care. If we care, we go back and we study and we take the test again. And then we pass the test. To me, that's the difficulty and the ease. Allah says, verily with the difficulty comes the ease. So it's important for us to learn and understand that Allah said that twice. Why did he say it twice? Why did he give it back to back? He wanted to make sure we understood that within every hardship, within every test, within everything you are just mulling over, there's ease. This COVID thing, perfect example. Rough on everybody. Tough on everybody. You know, I just use myself. You know, I got 11 grandchildren. 11 grandbabies, all under the age of 9. You mean to tell me I can't see my grandbabies? No, not if I want them to be safe. You know, my employees, I couldn't give them work. Why? Because the city was shutting down places that I did security for. How am I going to provide for my employees? Well, the ease came when the banks, you know, the government decided, well, we're going to give loans to businesses so that they can continue to pay their employees, to give them something until this time passes. That was the ease. I've had friends that I've gone to school with, that I grew up with, that have passed from COVID. That's hard to deal with. But there's ease in the fact that they're not suffering anymore. It was so nice. Allah said it twice. Verily, with the difficulty comes the ease. So let us accept the test of Ramadan. Whatever your test is, accept it and get the mercy and the blessings of Ramadan. The act of fasting is a blessing. Increasing our patience and sincerity is a blessing. Forgiveness of our sins is a blessing. Eating the suhoor, the pre-dawn meal, is a blessing. Iftar, even if it's just you and your wife, or you, your wife, and your child, or your grandchild, whomever is in your immediate environment all the time, in your home, have iftar. That's a blessing. Even if you're not fasting due to illness, have iftar. If you're not fasting due to illness and you need that medicine, get up in the morning and take suhoor. That's a blessing. Reading the Quran is a blessing. The night of power is a blessing. All of these are blessings. And the passing of the test of Ramadan. To me, you can participate whether you are sick and have to take meds or travel. Doesn't matter. Get those blessings and pass that test. I'm going to close out with this dua that the imam gave us. I love it. It appeals to my heart and my soul. So nice, I'm going to recite it twice. Oh Allah, we cannot manage this life for ourselves, not without you. Please make our lives what you want them to be, what you prefer them to be. Do not allow us to act on our own. Help us to act only in obedience to you. Brother Khalil.
Yes, sir. Excellent Cooper.
Allahu
Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. Kakama tisalat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. O Allah, we intend to pray two rakat of the obligatory Juma prayer facing the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim Sirata Ladhina An'amta Alayhim Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Walidhalin. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Kul huwa lahu ahad, Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakulahu kufuwan ahad. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Mi Allahu liman hamida.
Rabbana laka hamd.
Allahu Akbar.
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 Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا أَعْبُدُ مَا أَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ
لكم دينكم ولي الدين. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سمي الله من حمدا.
ربنا لك الحمد.
الله أكبر.
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 Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Brother Matt, will you lead us in the Al-Fatiha dua?
Okay, yes, okay. Let me, I got Oprah Bay wants Mike. You want me to kind of do it while I do that, please? Okay, never mind.
Hello?
Yeah, I do it. I do it.
Okay.
Yeah, Rabbana let us take a little bit of ideas for day tonight. وحبنا من الدوك الرقم تاني إنك وحب ربنا فيك لين الصبر وتوفى المسلمين ربي زدني إما ربي زدني إما ربي زدني إما الحمد لله كان هو تاب of the microphones for some reason so bear with me but we'll go ahead and say the Fatiha. We guess I'm be able to hear each other. But for some reason, my computer's not doing me right. I don't know why. So let's say Fatiha, we can say it in our own setting. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Okay, my computer is not doing right. I'm not sure what's wrong. I'm going to go out and come back in because it's not doing right. But Cleo, are you still there?
Yes, sir, buddy, man.
Okay, I got to close out my computer. I got to log back in. For some reason, it did not allow me to open up anyone's mics. Okay, let me try again. Oh, there we go. See, but Todd Green said, so now she got to try twice, so.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have any announcements that I want to make. And I'm going to make sure you're on first, though.
Okay. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Okay, this is Sunday. This is government there's Mr. and Pasha is having food give away for iftar or someone who you know that may need a dinner during the month of Ramadan this Sunday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. On the menu is chicken and rice and green beans at New Orleans on East 46th Street. 2040 East 46th Street.
Okay, your voice is a little bit soft, but we can hear you.
Make sure
they go on 46th Street. Do not go on Midhoffer. Because of 46th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Sunday.
From 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay, it's going to be a drive-through iftar?
Yes.
Okay.
All meal for someone who needs meal.
Can you repeat that time again?
So hold on, please. Hold on. Now I'm going to give her the house phone call first.
No, I won't. That's right. I don't know what's wrong with it. You hear me now?
Yeah, hold on a minute. She going to call in.
Yeah, it's over. And she was phased out of it, but then we found out this
okay.
Is where
he
got it. I was
paying.
Get the
okay.
Yeah, he intended.
You got somebody in the background talking.
Yes, sir.
I had to mute him out. I can find out who it is.
Say it again?
Yeah, Tybee said gotta do it twice.
third time. Who did not hear? Call me back. At 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the menu is baked chicken, chicken and rice and green beans. For those who need a meal, you know, someone who does need a meal, there's a okay, first come, first serve from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
And it's sponsored by Sigmund Musso, Tasha Ahmed, and I will be there also.
Okay. Yeah, I plan to bring some desserts.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess if you, as a brother, want to contribute, I guess financially, I think that's acceptable. Is such a bamboo phone?
Yes, that's my late one.
Okay, is anything, I'll leave my phone. Anything that we missed on the announcement?
Ramadan Mubarak, everyone. Inshallah, we're just asking for everyone to participate if you can, whoever, you know, want to be a part of it, just to get Nurla engaged, you know, with the iftars, and hopefully to have it every Sunday where a meal will be cooked and able to be passed out at the 46th Street location, and also to have the brothers to participate one day to do a fish fry, and Brother Mustafa will be cooking the fish with the sisters making the sides. Yeah, any other sisters who want to participate or cook anything, or if there's any kind of request for vegetarian meals, we can accommodate, but just want to kind of get a heads up so we'll know. And hopefully we can all just come together and enjoy the meal, even if it's just drive-through. It'll just kind of help alleviate, just, you know, just have access to a meal for iftar, basically, and have
right.
some unity. Yes.
Right. So, good. So, you're going to carry out trade. So, we take you home and wait to the sunset and enjoy ourselves. Now, the chicken is halal, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. All right. Anybody have any questions or comments on that?
No, we thank you for preparing the meal, and I'll be there to try to help out in any way I can.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, sister.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Also, a few more announcements. We as Brother Tabzin mentioned in his kubar, we thank you, Brother Tabzin, for that insightful kubar, full of examples and models of how to realize that Ramadan mm-hmm. is a test and how to just be steadfast. So, mm-hmm. alhamdulillah, we appreciate that. And as he mentioned about the morning Quran reading, our Brother Mustafa, he kind of, well, he is it. He's the, I call him the composer, the director. And we all call in. Right now we're calling in around 7:15. It may get a little earlier as the days get longer. And we read the juice. You know, the juice is 1/30th of the Quran. And we just take turns. I don't know if Brother Mustafa, for you all, anything you want to say on that? Is he on?
Yes, sir, Brother Imam Omar.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, it's been going good. Praise be to Allah. You know, we had up to 15 callers this morning, so some people didn't get a chance to read but once, which is good. But we are really enjoying ourselves. So Brother Sharif said he didn't know about it, so I got to call and give him the number again so he can call in because he joined us last year doing the reading.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So, everybody's welcome.
Yeah, and it's the same number we use for our Tuesday Tallinn. And so I'm going to recite the number here very shortly. So shortly she gets pen and paper or whatever. You can write down the number. But it's the same number we use for our Tuesday Tallinn. Tuesday Tallinn is at 6 p.m. And it was at 7, but due to Ramadan, we moved it up an hour earlier because we want to make sure we're done in time so people can get ready to break their fast. But it's the same number for each morning Quran reading. It's the same number for the Tuesday Tallinn. And so join us tomorrow morning at 7:15. The number is 701-802-5454, and the access code is 1039654#. You have to push the pound key at the end of the access code. So again, the number is 701-802-5454, access code 1039654. So, Brother Mustafa, if a person get on and they get on listed, can they do that?
Yes, sir, Brother Man. We have quite a few that just want to listen to the reading. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Great, great.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to let everyone know it's not just Indianapolis. There's Muslims from Chicagoland, Gary, California, Atlanta,
Michigan.
I some of the places, Michigan, calling in. So, like you said, 15, it was about 15 to 20 people because some folks are not reading. They're just calling in and listening. So, alhamdulillah.
Yes.
I'm sorry. One more thing. And I just noticed also there's some youth on. They're a little shy to read, but alhamdulillah, more and more youth are coming on listening to the Quran. They may not be doing the physical reading, but just to listen to hear the Quran is powerful. And so they're just coming on quietly without letting no one know they're on. Mm-hmm. So, but that's good. It's okay. It's okay. So, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. It is a good feeling. Very good feeling.
Alhamdulillah. I just wanted to say, amen. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
You have done a beautiful article in the Indianapolis Recorder. I read it this afternoon.
Muslims
can pick up that article on Ramadan. Email put very beautiful article. And, you know, we forget about that hard work he's been doing over, 40 years? A long time.
I've been doing the article for the Recorder, the column for the Recorder, for 29 years.
29.
You're just thinking ahead, you know. You're just thinking ahead. Yeah. But I talked to the lady at the Recorder the other day, and I said, and she's going to check in too. I said, has there been a contributor to the Recorder for longer than that? And I said, I don't know. She said she didn't know either. She's going to see. Has there been a contributor that's been that consistent, you know, to.
Yeah.
Keep writing, you know. So, you thank you, sister girl. And I think you can also get it online. You go to www.indianapolisrecorder.com. You may be able to find it online also. Okay. I think any more announcements? Yes. Did everyone get the email or the text? I sent everyone with the link. This is. We have a brother from our community, email Benjamin Bilal, also known as Instructor Bilal for his classes. But he's probably the first African-American we know of who had done the entire reading of the Quran that's preserved on audio. And so you can go to, I sent everyone the link, and I hope everyone received it, to where you can, if you want to let the Quran play throughout your house throughout the day. You know, you can go to that site and just, you can do Arabic and English, or you can just do English. Or you can just do Arabic if you want to. But that way, there, around here, every Ramadan, we kind of let the Quran play pretty much all day long. Just let it play in the background. So, but it will also be supporting a brother as well. His name is Benjamin Bilal. He was in New York for a long time, but I think he moved back either North Carolina or South Carolina. And also, he has made an audio of my book, The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, The Man Behind the Man. It's about 95% done. So soon, inshallah, I have my book read by this same brother, Benjamin Bilal, on audio, so people can listen to it that way, because some people, they just don't read or see as well, I'm sorry, as they used to. And so, inshallah, the book will be available on audio soon. And we need to establish, we begin fasting on Wednesday. Many Muslims begin fasting on Tuesday. They said that there was a sighting in San Diego, California, on Tuesday. But being part of the Imam Muhammad community, we can call about any city and find out. So one brother called the Imam in San Diego. I called a sister in San Diego. It said, no, it was cloudy all day. But then there was another sighting that came out on Monday night in Santa Cruz, and that may have been legitimate, but it came in late, so we didn't get the word in time as a community. So we began fasting on Wednesday. And so going back to our religion sources, it's going to cite the new moon called the Hilal, H-I-L-A-L, Hilal, in your locale. And we didn't cite it in our locale until Tuesday night. So we need to establish when the night of power is going to be and how we can do a Zoom night of power, I guess. Yeah, we can do a Zoom for a while, night of power, or however you want to do it. We need to begin counting the nights. You don't count the days, you count the night. It's called night of power, not called day of power. Called night of power. So in the night comes before the day. So for us, it would be Tuesday night would be the first night. So whoever can calculate that up and get that back to us, that would be good. And the last thing that I have is, you know, a lot of times we pay the zakat to fisher at the, we always say at the end of Ramadan, but it's properly that we pay it during Ramadan. And the reason for paying it during Ramadan, they give us time to collect the money and to distribute it to those who are needy, so that on the Eid day, everybody will already be happy. You know, so we don't, we should avoid, if possible, paying the zakat al-fitr on the last day. We should pay it, you can begin paying now. Pay it any time during Ramadan. And then we can have it distributed by the Eid day. So, now, and before, I guess we can go with the same figure we always went with, and that was $8 per person that you are responsible for. Mm-hmm. So you can do your calculations. If you want to get more, of course you can get more. And and if you are in a situation of needy, then don't give. You should be a recipient. And you can't be both. You can't be a giver of the sacrifice and a recipient. You can't. You got to be one or the other. So don't hurt yourself, is what it's saying. You know, do not put yourself in a bad situation where you're going to hurt yourself. And don't feel shame. Don't feel guilty. Say, well, I want to give. You know, well, you know, no one can tell someone not to give. But the idea is for zakat is to purify the wealth by taking for those who have. together to those who have less. Okay, that's all what I have for announcements. Anybody?
As-salamu
alaykum.
Yes, sir, Brother Moose, before Brother Emmanuel. But I know they said if we start a task, do a Ramadan, Allah bless us. Can we announce about that secretary one more time, Brother Emmanuel, during this Ramadan? And then about our, we need to get an e-committee together, those two announcements?
Yes, sir. Thank you. You just made them.
Yeah.
You just made them, yeah. Yeah, there is a need for a secretary for Nur-Allah. I made the appeal twice to the Shura board. And this is the second time making an appeal to the community. So we need to take care of our business, and we need to have that position filled as soon as possible. So anybody who's interested, please give me a call as soon as possible. And we can learn as we go. I don't know what to do, but we can learn as we go.
Mm-hmm.
Now for the Eid, by us beginning one day late, I don't know if she'll be trying to do the United Eid again or not, because it becomes a challenge, because they tend to, the majority of them, other Muslims, they tend to lean upon collations or what's already coming in, you know, from science or whatever. Where with us, we're more focused on the physical, fighting with the eyes. So it became a challenge for 2-3 years ago when we stepped back as a community, and I was supposed to be the khatib that year, but we said, no, we're not going to go against what we practice. And that is the physical fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So I told them we will always join them for the Eid Aha, the second Eid, the bigger Eid, because that day is more solid. So you want to try to unite the Eid now with Ramadan, with the Eid of Fitr, or we can do our own. But that can be decided when we form the Eid committee. So, Brother Musa, would you mind heading up the Eid committee? No, see who all can get.
My best, Brother.
I'll help you, Brother Musa.
Thank you, man. I do my best, Brother, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, that's all we can ask. Anybody else interested in joining the Eid committee?
Yes, I said I will on email.
Yeah. Okay, everyone.
I will also.
Okay.
Karen's right here. I joined Brother Man, Brother Rashid, Leo.
Brother Khalil, okay, good.
That's about done.
Okay, well, good. Okay.
He did it now. Oh, yeah, be in the car.
Yeah,
that whole thing. I thought I was going to be in the car.
Assalamu alaikum.
There he is.
Make my smile. You said you're going to help on the Eid committee.
I tried to do my best, brother. What's up?
Hey.
Okay,
that's
then.
All we can ask.
That's all we can ask, bro.
I'm in love.
Okay, the only other thing was that we know we had that terrible incident this morning, well, last night at FedEx, and and I've not heard anybody who I know. Me and my wife went out there this morning because her brother works at the other FedEx. Now, there's two FedEx operations. One is right by the airport. One lets you ride, lets you see when you go into the airport. You can see that one. And that's where Colin's brother was. It was the other one called FedEx Ground where that shooting took place. And so it was a total of 9 people shot because the shooter killed himself, which made 9. And for what the news was saying, there were 5 others injured. So we keep that situation in our prayers because that's a terrible incident.
A terrible incident.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam.
on that what you're talking about, Sister Sabira did call, and Naima works there, her daughter, and she says she's okay. Mm-hmm. She wants to let the community know that she's okay.
Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that company do not allow their employees to take in cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, it was hard to reach anybody because we kept trying to reach calling Brother Michael. His name is Michael also. But they can't answer the phone because they can't take phones in with them. I guess they got their reason for it, you know. But...
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but when something like this happened, everybody wished they had a cell phone. So,
right.
Brother Emel, that's a security risk.
Wait, which way?
If people are inside of the facility and there's merchandise constantly moving, you
mm-hmm.
can use your cell phone to take videos to show, you know, how it's operated, you know, where the weak spots are and things like that. So you don't want anybody to have the ability to give any operational information on what
mm-hmm.
they do, how
mm-hmm.
they do, you know, and things like that. So, no, you cannot bring anything in that will give any type of information like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I wonder what the reason was.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Compromise. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Also, President Biden has requested that people fly their flags half staff if he desired to do so.
Yes. Yeah, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Well, praise you to Allah.
So another idea I just thought of, speaking of flag, do you think it'd be a good idea to have a flag over on Midhopper?
Which flag? Because I plan
both of them. You got a U.S. flag and the flag that we have.
Yes.
You know, get some flag poles and put them up.
Yeah, we can do that. Matter of fact, because one flag pole is kind of cut off. It's already there. So, yeah, we can do that. I think we should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. If you're finished.
I think so.
Has there been any word from anyone out of New York or Brooklyn about the announcement of Kyrie Irving accepting Al-Islam? I've seen interviews with him, after game interviews, and he used the language. And then this week there was something posted that stated that he has accepted Islam. So I don't know if there's any brothers out of New York that we know that can say if that's true or not.
Right. Yeah, I saw the same thing, that he had converted to Islam. And I don't know, but now I did see the one a few months ago about Steven Jackson.
Yes,
you know,
I saw that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Like he did convert to Islam. No, I've not heard, so. But we keep our eye out on that, so. So we can find out more, inshallah. For those who don't know who he is, I want you to tell you, because everybody not be a basketball fan.
Thank you. I said, what is it?
Kyrie Irving is an NBA champion. He played in Cleveland with LeBron and got a ring. And then he is now playing for the Brooklyn Nets. With two other high-profile players. And I have seen him wearing, you know, a crescent, a star in a crescent. I've seen him with an Allah, and, you know, a diamond Allah bracelet. And I've heard him giving, you know, praises to Allah when they interviewed him about his performance at the game. At least twice I've heard him do it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Okay. So then we know.
Yeah. And they say he's fasting Ramadan now, too. They say that he's fasting and he's been taking days off, and some people are upset because he's not playing, which, you know, if it's new to him, it's a struggle.
No, well, he took days off way before Ramadan. I remember, matter of fact, he took weeks off during the NBA season.
No, that was, I'm not talking about then. I'm talking about recent. I'm talking about,
yeah, no.
You know.
I mean, but they can't blame him taking it off because of Ramadan, because he was doing that way before Ramadan. He was taking off. He just, poof, and he disappeared on him.
Right, right.
Right in the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was just wondering.
Yes, yeah, would you check that out? Okay. Are there any other comments, folks? Oh, we can think about, keep an eye on, but right now the trend's still not going in our favor. But we can think about maybe having an outdoor Juma on the property on Meerhofer if the numbers improve. We still have to have a lot of restrictions for, even though outside we still want to wear masks, use hand sanitizer. But right now the numbers are, I guess, in Indiana they're kind of steady.
Yeah, because they was back in the red a couple of days ago. And when we was in, we back in, you know, they got the bright red, they got the dark red, and then they got the yellow and the orange. So we was in the orange, and now we moved back up to the lighter red.
That's the wrong direction.
Yeah, I say probably I'm not gonna say that. I was gonna say it had anything to do with the basketball thing here, but anyway. Although the people going out for student break or whatever they want to.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's, you know. Well, that's the way we have
patient.
To.
We just be patient.
Anyway, go out and get their COVID shot if you're able to, if you still want to, still available.
I did get my shot, so shots. I got both of mine.
Mm-hmm. Is there any truth to, are they still, if you had COVID, are they still making you wait 90 days before you can get the shot, even though you meet the being over 50 requirement?
I don't know. I had to call the Board of Health. I don't know about that one. Or how long you have to wait.
Yes. I wanted to know if they are still making people who had COVID wait 90 days before they can get the vaccine, or
no,
are they allowing you to do it? They're not.
What
did you say, sister? I'm
so
sorry.
So I had the COVID. You know, I had the COVID too, Talladega. And what happens, you go to your doctor and get your physical, and your doctor say everything good with you and everything like that. So once your doctor clear you, then you can go get your vaccine, because I had both of mine. Had no problem, no reaction, nothing. So only thing, they made me wait 3 weeks after I seen my doctor. So it just depends on what your condition, your health issues is, and what your doctor
said. Yeah, talk to your doctor.
Yes, that's the best thing. They told me I had to go back to the doctor, and the doctor cleared me, because, you know, everybody's health issues are different. So,
yes,
ma'am. And then my doctor made me wait 3 weeks after I had my physical to see him, and then I took my first shot, which I had no problem. And the second one, I had no problem.
Okay.
Because I've seen that article in Florida about Muslims being scared to take the vaccine.
Yeah. Also, although they've given out millions and millions of vaccines, there still have been a report of almost 6,000 people who still got the COVID after receiving the vaccine. So, but then that's a very small percentage.
Yeah.
Very small percentage. Yeah. If you figure thousands out of multi-millions. So, and then, so just be mindful of that. And also, Johnson & Johnson, though they had a very small number, some people had a negative reaction to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It was a very small percentage, but it did happen. So just for FYI.
Okay.
But the Johnson & Johnson was the one shot. It didn't, the other came in, the Pfizer. Pfizer was a two-shot series. You get one, come back in 3 weeks, I think it was, and get the second one. We've not heard that about Pfizer yet. But, you know, it's a lot of this is new, and they learn it as they go. So keep your prayers up.
Okay.
And wear your mask.
That's right, wear your mask. Somebody said, well, should you get the vaccine, why you have to wear the mask still? Because the virus is still out there. You get protecting yourself from getting infected or infecting others. But the virus is still out there. All right. So I think that's all I have to say. I think we mentioned already we're looking forward to having another grandchild in October.
Congratulations.
Right. Yeah, he got a late start, but he's off and running now.
Congratulations, Emmanuel sister.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, like nobody don't want to hang up, do they?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
As-salamu alaykum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Alaykum as-salam.
Alaykum as-salam. Alaykum
as-salam.
As-salam.
Alaykum as-salam.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? There you go. I forgot to mention about what the show's going to be about Sunday. That's why it's too late now. The sister is talking about her foundation. Yeah, the Jihad Bashir Foundation.